I know what you're thinking. We're going to ruin Halloween for you. Not true. But we are going to put it in a little perspective. So Professor Barbara Robinson has joined me in the studio. She teaches nutrition at Johnson & Wales University in Providence and has several letters after her name that signify her expertise in nutrition and public health. She's taught clinical nutrition at Brown University's medical school, and I understand her research focuses in part on preventing early childhood obesity. What a great segue to talk about candy and its role in that health problem. So, Barbara Robinson, does this make you cringe? I've got a gigantic bag of Halloween candy that I'm tearing into right now, and I might even open a candy bar. I don't know if I can get this open.
Well, Kristen, on a personal level, I can say that I do appreciate the sublime benefits of chocolate. So I personally like chocolate. But I definitely understand that in our society now, we have so many treats that it really has begun to impact our health and the health of our children as well.
That leads me to want to ask, you know, is a little chocolate really so bad? Like a little one of these treats? I'm holding up, this is a Heath milk chocolate English toffee bar. This is actually one of my all-time favorites.
It really isn't on a one-time basis bad to have a treat once in a while. It gives us pleasure. It's something that is inexpensive, readily accessible. Once in a while, it's not a problem.
But I take it that you feel that's not what we're doing. We've managed to confuse snacks with treats.
Absolutely. And years ago, when we didn't have as many foods that were processed and that came in packages, and snacks might be something like some cinnamon toast or peanut butter crackers or some cheese. But now snacks tend to come in packages and they tend to be sweeter and sweeter. So things like cupcakes and candies and cookies and things like that, they're ubiquitous. They're in our environment everywhere. Mm-hmm. And actually, talking as a nutritionist, snacks should be foods that contain nutrients that support our bodies.
What are some of the long-term effects of so much sugar, you know, many nights of Halloween candy, for example, on a developing body?
Yeah. Well, I would say, first of all, a child isn't getting some of the nutrients that would come from more healthy foods. So we are seeing some children who are not depositing minerals into their bones. So they're not depositing calcium and phosphorus into their bones. They're not getting enough vitamin D, which makes that possible because they're not drinking milk or they're not having cheese and they're having other products that are less healthy. So that's one thing. The childhood obesity epidemic. Everyone knows that children have become heavier and heavier really in the last 20 years. So that's leading to conditions such as type 2 diabetes. We also are seeing in some children something that's called fatty liver. They're actually getting some fat taking the place of their liver cells.
And those are not diseases you'd expect to see in kids.
Absolutely not. Those are diseases that we only used to see in people over the age of 40. And I do have some close experience with this because I did work in a pediatric diabetes clinic at Hasbro Children's Hospital from 1980 to 1995. In that period, we really never saw children with type 2 diabetes, and now it's quite common.
So some strategies. Halloween night, parents are going to be throughout Rhode Island and across the country are going to be faced with the giant plastic pumpkin or bag full of candy coming into the house. What do you do with that? I mean, do you stash it away and dole out the candy bit by bit?
Well, I would say one of the things to do leading up to Halloween is to really emphasize non-food fun aspects of Halloween. So to really talk up the costume and really talk about what are you going to do for makeup and what's your mask going to be and what do you want to choose? But then once the candy is collected and it is back in your house, I think, again, preparing children and saying that we're going to put it aside and it still belongs to you, but I'm going to keep it. And yeah, doling it out, maybe one or two pieces a night.
That bucket of candy is in the cupboard or somewhere. You know where it is as a parent. I'm going to want to dip into it myself. I mean, what would you say? Give me some words of encouragement or something to deter me, like how many calories are in this one little fun-sized packet of Whoppers?
I'd say probably try to limit it to 200 calories for an adult, I would say, at one time. So that gives you actually quite a few when you're working with the fun sizes. That's probably about 80 or 100.
This is a Reese's peanut butter cup, a single cup.
So, you know, you probably have about four, and generally speaking, about four of the little treat sizes. It's not a binge. It's not, you know, you're going crazy, but you're giving yourself a little treat because it's Halloween.
Right. Barbara Robinson teaches nutrition at Johnson & Wales University in Providence. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.